זה תקונה דה רבונון שרחיב די רייסה לפי חלק ראשונים פעם בדיקס חומץ כמו עושה זה דחיו פעם בדיקס חומץ זה זכר פעם 30 יום קודם הפסח היועצה בשיורה זכיו פעם בדיקס חומץ What is the mekoymes that a person is mechuyev livdek chometz? So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Pesachim, Kol mokim shemachnisim boi chometz, chayev bdike. Kol mokim shemachnisim boi chometz, chayev bdike. What is mokim shemachnisim boi chometz, chayev bdike? It's mevur in the Gemara that mokim shemachnisim boi chometz, chayev bdike is not dafka a mokim that vaday machnisim boi chometz. The Mishnah brings down a marshal, martef, a basement, that people have wine. And lefe'omim ha-shamosh nichnas b'teich ha-se'udo v'pitei b'yodoi. Sometimes in the middle of the meal, the shamosh goes down v'pitei b'yodoi and he forgets it there. Sometimes the shamosh goes down in the middle of the meal. And sometimes pitei b'yodoi. And sometimes he leaves the pitoy when he goes to take the wine and he forgets that he left the pitoy biyodoy. And for these times, Chazal will matzrich b'dikas chometz. Taino is mevurda in the Gemara that the shiur of the mokim shemachnisim by chometz, chayev b'dike, doesn't mean dafka, places that for sure is food, places that could be, that in the middle of the meal, is a derech to go there. And could be as Pitei Biyodoi, and could be that he left it, is enough mokim shemachnis lebei chometz. Now, the Mishnah says, so there's a lot of places, you have to know what is the shiur of the places, closets, and the kitchen that you go there, are places that the olam sometimes sit and shmooze and eat, and read, all these places that could be food is left there, yichayev b'dika. Zog the Mishnah, Kol mokim shemachnisim by chometz is tzorich b'diko le'oir haner. Kol mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich b'dike le'oir haner. Tzorich b'dike le'oir haner. So the chiyuv b'dike is le'oir haner. So lechure is a big shaila. If mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich b'dike le'oir haner, so if a person will try to check with a candle the whole house, it will take weeks. Kol mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich b'dike le'oir haner. There's no end to the shiur. If mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich b'dike le'oir haner. So Taki is machmirim, rumors, maybe meikar adin. That what they do is every night when they finish to check. Lamazong b'derech la, I think the minig takes around 2 weeks till the malaboste finishes to clean the house. So every night they go around the house with a candle. They ask the malaboste, "You clean this room today?" And they go around with a candle in that room and they check that room, and then. Or they go to the window, connected Hashemesh, the Mishnah Berurah says it's also good. Yeah, but most Klal Yisrael, I think, don't do that. I think in America, the minhag is not on everyone every night. You check every night, the last 2 weeks before? No. So how are you eating b'dikas chometz? The Mishnah state, kol mokim shemachnisim boi chometz. This is the first halacha when you start to do b'dikas chometz, you have to know. Because if not, you feel confused. כל מוקים שמכניסים בחומץ צורך בדיקה לא ירנר. So some people want to say that the reason today you don't check לא ירנר, the reason you don't check לא ירנר is because today they clean the house so good. So while they clean the house so good, they say like this, למה זוג, a person has a standard. He washes the standard with a lot of soap and water for half an hour. Yeah, he pours bottles of water and soap. Now he has to take a candle to check. Oh, meshuggah. Well, there's nothing with the check. We wash the house so good. So there's no mokeh. This is some achroinim. And the mokeh that he wanted to bring down is the Mishneh Berurah and Tof Lamed Beis. The Mishneh Berurah and Shaar HaTzion and Tof Lamed Beis, we'll speak about it soon, speaks about the mineg of Klal Yisrael. They put 10 pieces of bread, they hide by night, that you will find it. Shaar, if you have to do it, you don't have to do it. Who puts it, who looks for it, we'll get to it. Zog the Mishneh Berurah and Tof Lamed Beis, Sivkot Niyud Beis, ובפיסחי תשובה אבי בשם עמק הלוכה דקיום שהמינג לחבד ולנקיס הבייז מכל חשש חומץ יש למינג הזה יסויד מדינה ואל תדעי to clean the house so good so could be מעיקר הדין you have to hide פתיטים because if you don't hide פתיטים could be it's a ברוכה לבטול דיינו משדבור אז הצד that today that the house is so clean could be as no mocking for בדיקס חומץ. Really, you have to like tzach ptitim. Okay, we get to the Mishneh Berurah. But without these atayim, the shaila is, so what we're checking Leila Seidov? Leil Bdikas Chometz, we're not going through every pocket, we're not going through every closet, not over the oven, not over the fridge. So what we're checking with this candle? Chazal said we have to check. So, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said like this, that he's not masking to this yesod, but people say that if the house is clean, you don't have to check. Because the house is so clean today, there's no point to check with a candle. He has a raya, shteit in Mishneh, bodak sheloi lo iraner, choyzer v'boidek. If a person checked sheloi lo iraner, he has to check again, but he checked already. Again, the high ticket title is nishta zeh. They say if a person checked sheloi lo iraner, he didn't clean, he checked. He was not Yoytze B'dike. But if you wash the stender, you pour water on the stender, what is the check? Person washes his hand under the sink for 10 minutes. Now he has to check his fingers, maybe his chametz on his fingers. Also, he ate bread, it's clean. Shem Zalman is not mekabel. So, Frank Dem Shem Zalman, so what's the pshat? So, Shem Zalman, you take the candle. I remember I asked him a couple of times, and he told me again and again, you take the candle, you clean the whole house for Pesach. And then you take the candle, and you go around, and you check with the candle that every place in the house was cleaned. You go, oh, this was clean, this was done, this was done, this was done, this was done. And then you go around with the candle. They have a sefer, Mo'ira Godel, came out from Shemizamen. There's a picture there. He's opening a closet and standing like this with a candle. Yeah, he can't see under the towels. Towels, shirts, the whole full closet. He opens, he's standing like this with a candle. He checks, oh, you did this closet? You close it. You did this check? I say you go over with your mishpoch. It takes around a half an hour. But at least you know what you're doing. He bring a rye from a gemara. The gemara asks the kasha, why they check by night? Velid dek b'shis. So the gemara, oi raner yofel lebdike. Zrizi makdimim. Half an hour. How a person will manage to do a half an hour? I'm only has small houses. So you find old houses even harder to check with new houses. Today everything is stone. I'm all sand. Well, it's half an hour it takes to check with a candle. So Mikol Mekoyim, if you don't do Reb Shlomo Zalman's Mahalach. Most Klal Yisrael don't have a mahalach, and Yisrael B'dikas Chomes, they don't know what they're doing exactly, yeah? You check every pocket, no, so what are you checking exactly? Be'erich. It's other 24 hours, other half an hour. Of course, some people B'chal don't check, just go around to find the 10 pieces, yeah? So, but that's the style of Narishkeit, yeah? Chazal say, Zechiyub Livdek Lo'iraner? Zechiyub Livdek Lo'iraner? Okay, so after we know that this is the chiyuv, but you have to know sometimes people are not yoytze. A lot of houses, today already shen more the world a bit changed, but I remember when I was a kid, maybe today. So the whole house already is clean for Pesach. They have like a corner in the house where they eat chametz. Today already this also has bottled. Because today, Baruch Hashem, is enough good food kosher for Pesach. But when we were kids, you know, it was the corner, the little porch in front of the house where the Olam ate the chametz the last day. So that place, they didn't check by night L'Oir Hanel. Right? Because they ate there. So what happens in the morning, after the Seifas chametz, they wash the place. So from a zaman, you have to light a candle and check. L'Oir Bodak L'Oir Hanel, B'Oinek B'Yoyim L'Oir Hanel. You're not Yoytzi Yechiv in that place. So what does the Eitzei says? You clean it B'Leir B'dikas chametz, and you check it. Just remember, in these two bags is chametz. Then you eat, mess it around. And the second time, you don't have to check L'Oir Hanel. You have to mekayim the takana lo'ir aner. But after you mekayim the takana lo'ir aner, if you go and eat in a corner in the house, after that corner you don't have to check again. You bring a raya. The Gemara says, if giru chuldo mimokim lemokim. So you have to check again. And the second check, you don't have to check lo'ir aner. So we know what is the chiyuv b'dikas chametz. Now the shaila starts. You have to close the light when you check chametz or not. I want to tell you this shaila. When you ask, I check it really every time. Everyone answers you, other for sure yes, other for sure not. Because everyone only knows what they do in their house. Because there's one thing that everyone doesn't do in yeshiva. You do in your own house. So 50 people say for sure you should close the light. The other 50% of them say for sure you don't close the light. But Lamaisa, everyone only knows his own meaning, what his father does. Because most of Klal Yisrael were only in their house. So you close the light or not? Some say for sure, yes. What, you don't close the light? So let me get. What is the shot if you have to close the night or not? A minute. The Gemara says, why we do B'dikas Chometz by night and not by day? Sh'oir aner yofel abdike. Ma she'en ken bayoim, shrage betiare maya hanila. Candle in the day doesn't help. So some people say, if the pshat is, what is the pshat shrage betiare maya hani? That the candle in the day doesn't help. So the pshat, what it means it doesn't help? Because it's a big light, so the little light doesn't have no. It's easier to find sometimes by day, by night. But a flashlight is easier from by day when it's a big light you can't find. Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't close the light. He didn't close the light. And more Choshebet people also didn't close the light. Fakat Reb Shlomo Zalman said when there's light it's much easier to check. He learned the Gemara Shrage Betir Mayahani, it's only a reason that we have arrived from the Droshe. That is the Indian to have it by night. But it's different minogim. My father, close. By us, the minog is to close. But it's hard to say what is the minog here. But not to change from one minog to the other. I say, it's two minogim. It's a shayla how to lim shad the gemara in Pesachim daf dalet. Shrage betia remaya hani. Now, so we know either we close the light or we don't close the light. What we're checking for? I know. What we're checking by night, we said maybe it's already clean. We check if it's checked. So when we clean the house for chametz, the main shaila, we check for crumbs, or we don't check for crumbs, we check for kezesim. The Gemara says in Nusach, pirurim batli me'aleim. Now we have to know for what we're checking. So I want to go keseda. Big pieces kezais, for sure you have to check for. Tochlis mikezais. So what would be if a person has a pochis mikazais in his house? On the table. Baliro is mikazais. He has pochis mikazais. Tzchatz yishiyu. Or a pirurim batli me'aleim. He has to get rid of it or not. But the Rabbonon, a person does bitul chometz, it's not enough that we do bitul. We have to get rid of our chometz. Shabur b'gzan ha-machlekes, if you have to mevair pirurim she'en bo'im kazais, the ma'is, he says, you have to, only if it's very dirty, you don't have to. So the halacha is you have to get rid of pirurim pochis mikazais. Now the shaila, if you have to check for them, you have to check for crumbs, and you don't have to have a mixer. You have to check inside the mixer or not. The fridge, you know, these lines, you have to check or not. What is the halacha? You have sforim. You have to check for the crumbs inside the sforim or not. Sforim is makim shemachnisim bechometz. By people that learn, yeah. It's makim shemachnisim bechometz. It's like go off on a shamash. The shamash goes in the middle of the suda to look. A person goes in the middle of the suda to look something in the sefer. Some people are makbid before shnat. Also, if they really like learning, even if they makbid, you choshed in the middle, they couldn't hold themselves, and they took a sefer. So the Ritva and the Maram Chalava say you don't have to check for crumbs. Aval yesh min hagdoilim shehayu yordim lakarka umevim tarnegoilim lechapes apirurim. You have to check for crumbs or not. So it's interesting. Rabbeinu HaGadol Mishne Brura didn't speak about it. Mishne Brura doesn't tell us. In Maaser Rav from the Goen, Ois Kuf Ein Ches, בודק הספורים שנשתמש בהם בעיס הסעודה. אורך השולחון, תוף ממזיין, you have to check. זוג דחזני שנקוף, כל מה שאומרו בגמורי פירורים בטלי מעליו, היינו לעניין ביטול. והילקה חיוב לבדק הספורים מחשש פירורים. חיו אודום, he says, why are we בויטיק בחוירים ובסדוקים? שאת, גמור says, בויטקים בחוירים ובסדוקים. אף דה פירורים בטלי מעליהם, שם היובי לאוכלוי. אין הכנעה מפירורים בטלי, אבל בדיק אז מצד שם היובי לאוכלוי. And the חופץ חיים, and Mishne Brura didn't write about it, but it's a sefer that he written down for the soldiers that went to the army, to the Russian army. There he found a lot of kulis. There he writes that you have to check for crumbs. You know, one of the kulis for the soldiers that you have to check for crumbs. So even the Russian soldiers, the Chstaipler said that I have to check, and the Mishne Brura says, that they had to check. When Azay state in Chuk Yankiv, the halach is you have to check the packets. The shayla, why you have to check packets? Even if a person knows that he doesn't hide cookies inside the packet. Some people hide food inside the packet. But some people that are not. So once I heard that a bacher is alamol, he has to check. Because you never know, alamol, he's eating something and his rabbi come, he hides it in his packet, yeah? So Avada, it could be such a chash. But the Chok Yankiv reg the kash, zog the Chok Yankiv, so Mishne Brura says, Shemo yichnis v'lav adayte. Maybe he put and he didn't realize. Chok Yankiv says, he never put crumbs on his, cookies in his pockets. But when he finished to eat, he has crumbs on his fingers, and he wants to take a tissue out of his pocket, and the crumbs stay in the pocket. So state in the Chok Yankiv that you check for crumbs. And there's Mephorosh the Chok Yankiv, you check for crumbs. Aber Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you don't have to check for crumbs. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you don't have to check, and you don't have to make a mechitza. We'll explain in a second what I mean. And he brings a raya from a Mishne Brura. The Mishne Brura in Tof Lamed Gimel in Sharatzion, he says you don't have to check the chicken where the chickens live, even though they give them to eat bread. Because the most that is left is crumbs. What does Azay Zog Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul? And Reb Moshe Feinstein also says you don't have to check for pirurim, but he says only if it's big pirurim, not kezais, that is a chashi ovi leechloi, kegoin pretzel. Zog Reb Moshe. Kegoin pretzel. It doesn't mean the big, big pretzels. Reb Moshe didn't have these big pretzels. It means the small little pretzels. You don't have to check for crumbs. Because a person will not come to eat crumbs. But a pretzel or a mandale, these yellow little soup nuts, these achen, people could eat them. Now, mikol mekoyim, this is klar. Even if you don't hold it, you have to check for crumbs. But you're not allowed to bring a sefer to the table that you never checked it from crumbs. Because then the chashash is that the sefer will open and will fall into the soup. Dainu, even if you say that it's no chash that when you see a crumb, you will lick it with your finger. But Ravada to take a sefer that was not checked to the table, so this, a person has to know. We'll see in a second in Maisa if you check books, it's for him or not. But even if you're from the Mekilim, there has to be a kpode gmura not to bring it to the table, because then for sure is a chash, shemu yavi laochle. Now, Lemaisa, what you do? You check crumbs or not? So some people check even crumbs. It's very hard. The other eitzah is the people that don't want to check crumbs, they sell it to a guy. Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't have time to check all of his sforim. So what he does, he sells all of his chametz and his sforim to a guy. All the crumbs he sells to a guy. Now, the halach is if you sell chametz to a guy, you have to make a mechitza. So he covers all of his sforim with papers. He makes a mechitza. The haynu, he sells it to a guy, and then he makes a mechitza. I want to explain the three madregas in the chumre. I'll explain it very clear. Marshal, I sell to a guy, but I don't do a mechitza. I'm half proof. I'll explain. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach says, I don't have to check for crumbs, I check for kezayis. Midei raisa I make bitu. Midei rabbanon shem yovi le'ochlo, and a kezayis is a chashash. Pirurim chazal v'nav netaken, batli me'eleim, I don't have to check. The chazanish and all the rishim say, I have to check for crumbs. Now, but if I sell it to a guy, be'etzem chomet that I sell for a guy, I don't have to burn it, it's not mine. My chometz, mid the rabbonon, is not enough to make bitul. I have to make biur. So the shayla if it's on kezayis or even on pochis mekezayis. So Rav Shmuel says kezayis, we are lama zogin the machmirim hol even pochis mekezayis. I sell to goy every crumb that I have. If I sell to goy every crumb that I have, now as aloche chometz shel nochri oisel loy mechitza. Now the shayla is it's a suffix if yesh per chometz shel nochri. The chiyuv the rabbanon to make a mechitza for chometz shel nochri, yesh li istapek. If they said it also on a sofek chomet shel goy, she ain't bekezayis. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky is machmir the most. The haynu is machmir to sell crumbs, and is machmir to make a mechitza for the sofek crumbs inside the sforim. Some people bichlal don't check for crumbs, and some people make a mechiras chomets. Every crumb and every chomets that I have in my house, I sell to a goy. Meshmer, Avram Gurwitz told me when he was a bacher, when he came to Brisk, the first year that he came to Brisk, he was a young boy, 17, he came from England. So the Briskerov was mechaber him to come to help to make Bdikas Chometz. So he came to make a Bdikas Chometz with the Briskerov. So people told him that the Briskerov is a very big machmer. He's a young bacher, you know, fanarishim. So people told him, "This is a shtickle tmimus dik." They told him the briskerov is a very big machmir, and the tiles on the floor is lines in between the tiles. So the briskerov is very busy. Maybe he's pirurim inside the tiles. So the ikar chumre in the house here is to check the lines. That's what they told him. So I heard from him this maaser. Briskerov finishes to make the brocha al b'dikas chometz, and he runs to the floor. You know, he starts to check in between the tiles. So Briskerov gave Tzachon Shrayan. Was suchst du dort? Na, Gluske Neu? Moses says, you have to make a Bduke, Shemo Yimzo, Gluske Neu, will find a nice piece of bread, and he will come to eat it. Was suchst du dort? Na, Gluske Neu, suchst du dort? But in between the tiles, he planned to find a Gluske Neu. Was suchst du a Gluske Neu dort? Okay, aber Mikol Mekoyim, these are the Minhagim. So, the halacha is, before we're going out to Bochim, but a person owns a house, so it's a chiyuv, he has to check before Pesach. It's not enough that he sells to a guy. He has to check in his house, chometz, only the rooms that he's not going in. He has to check the chometz, he can't make a bitul. Now, as a shayla, if he has to check for big pieces of chometz or small pieces of chometz. We said two minhagim. If it's big pieces, it's maybe easier to do it in a half an hour attack. Now, what happens to a person? He doesn't want to check chometz. He doesn't want to make dikas chometz. So, we'll speak to Marshall and Bochim. Maybe before we speak on Bochim Dira is a bit more complicated. And it's Kedai to know good the halachas. Before I forget, maybe every bacher has to remember to make bitul chometz. Not to say chomishkin chometz. I finished everything in Eretz Yisrael. I reft. I no chometz. I'm not coming back to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to Lakewood. I know I left my dira. I finished chomishkin chometz. No reason for me to make bitul. So that's the bochim. Cholilo v'chas. Every bacher to make bitul. Although I got a phone call, I remember 10 years, 15 years ago from a bacher. He went back to Chutz Laaretz. You know, it became cold. In Chutz Laaretz, I'm all about cold in Pesach. So he takes out his coat. And in his pocket, he finds like 4 bottles of whiskey that, you know, he slept in the plane. Chometz. Balirai balimotze. He never made bitul. Posh balirai balimotze. He didn't know what to do. Tell him to flush it in the toilet, yeah? Miat. First run to the toilet. Make bill, yeah? Can't burn it. Go. Miat. No time. So, this I'm saying. If a bacher doesn't do bitul, he thinks he doesn't have chometz, you'll be surprised. What chometz you own? And the Amori gave a package to someone. So, it's good night for every bacher to machen and repesach when the father makes bitul. He's talking with the tate, kol chamire ve chamire, the yike beshusi, the yadane, the lo yadane, le botev, le refke, ke afre de hare. Because Amori could be taken nichshel. Not to say, I don't have no chometz. Chazam era takone, medaf machen bitul, se kidai fa yera ene to machen bitul. Now, some people can be bothered to check chometz. So I want to start with the mesuda de yikir chetimtzis. So for sure, in a normal person, lama zogin, a person has a house, he doesn't want to check. So what he does? He sells it to a guy. He sells the house to the guy, the chometz to the guy. Ois b'dikas chometz. He doesn't go into this room in Pesach. He sold the chometz. He rents out the apartment to the guy. He's part of b'dikas chometz. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not so pashut. Why? The mechiras chometz of the Rav is chal an hour before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. Chil b'dikas chometz is already chal b'leil yudalet. Kevin Shechal Sulei Poka. So you have a mask of a Seichel. Some place can hold that it's good. Some place can hold that it's not good. So what is the Eitzah? Zok the Mishnah Brure. If you don't want to check Chometz, the only Eitzah is you do a Mechire that is called Mechiras Yud Gimel. Every time when you see the Rav sells, there's a Mechiras Yud Dalet and there's a Mechiras Yud Gimel. Mechiras Yudalet is chal erev Pesach, an hour before the time that it's osur, the chometz is sold to a goy. Mechiras Yud Gimel is chal an hour before the time of bdikas chometz. B'meile is not chal an yuachil bdik. This is the eitz alemol. When a person doesn't want to check, he makes a mechiras Yud Gimel. So for who they make mechiras Yudalet? They make it for lamazag on a person in his house. He's leaving some zachen. Some people are knowing to leave taroives or different zachen. He has a closet full with chometz. He may be thinking the whole house, and this closet is closing. So there's nothing more to check. This, he wants to eat it yet. He doesn't want to be a ganav from the guy. He's planning to, and Moshe has a shop. So he does mechiras. Before, mamish before that, he's selling his chometz mechiras yudalit. Or blias and the kelim, all of these zachen that he can't get rid of, he does mechiras yudalit. Or but the rooms that he doesn't want to check, the places that he doesn't want to check, the minig is to make mechiras Yud Gimel, the mele you save from the problem of Dikas Chometz. So a bocher that wants to leave Lama Zog and Yeshiva and he's not planning to make a Dikas Chometz, I say not to leave Chometz Be'ein, like Atchila, we don't leave Chometz Be'ein. If it's not Shasa, if you not need to, we know you're not to leave Chometz Be'ein. If you need to, then some people leave, some people don't leave. But stam to leave Chometz Be'ein to make a mechiras Chometz, not a good answer. So a bocher makes a mechiras Yud Gimel. In a second we'll explain how a bocher makes a mechiras Yud Gimel. But you make a mechiras Yud Gimel. That's the eitzah, the bocher makes a mechiras Yud Gimel. Zog the Mishnah Berurah is another problem. If you make mechiras Yud Gimel, you mafkia from yourself mitzvahs bedikas chometz. Shloishim yoyim koinem achag is chal the mitzvah. The mitzvah was already chal. You mafkia the mitzvah from yourself. Nish beseida. Again. And you dalet already, the mitzvah was mamishchal. You can't take it away. Here I did mechiras Yud Gimel, that before the zman achiyuv, I became potu. Aber lemaise, shloishim yoyim koinem achag, I was in the parsha. So the Eitzah that Poiskim bring down, it's noch Mishnah Berurah and else, I'm just trying to say it like, is two ways how to do it. One way, you leave Dalet Ames, 2 square meters, in the Pesach of your apartment, if you dare, and this you don't sell by Mechiras Yud Gimel. You have a dira. Yeshiva building, we'll get in a second. You have a dira. Chveis. Shem Re'emunim. 5, you have a dira. You sell it Mechiras Yud Gimel. Potter from Dikas Chometz. And the knisata, the dira, you leave 2 meters that this can telling the Rav, I'm not selling. And that, when you leave the dira, before you go back home, you check that. So your takone was niskayim in that place. It's not called mafkia. Every guy sells something to the guy. If you take all of your place and you mafkia it, it's called mafkia. Another answer is, you sell the whole dira by Mechiras Yud Gimel. You come back home, you ask your father to give you your room for a to rent you out the room that you're sleeping in. Of your son-in-law, you rent it out. The night before Bdikas Chometz, you ask, and the moment you rent out your room, you stand near him, B'shas B'dikas Chometz, and you go and you check in your room. Make a kinyan schirus. So then again, you're not mafkir. So again, some people say that if you give it to a guy, even B'mechiras Yud Dalet, you potter from B'dike. Shabur brings down a machleikis. The eitzah is to make a B'mechiras Yud Gimel. Even a B'mechiras Yud Gimel, the machmirim, a makpid, not the mafkir, mitzvah B'dike and Gansen, although you leave a place, Dalet Ames, and Dalet Ames, other, when you come home, you ask from your father to give you a mokrim, and when your father gives you a mokrim, the mail at that mokrim you check, and you yoytze b'dikas chometz. Now, to do this, again, I'm saying every bochur to remember to do bitul, especially bochurim, very important to remember to do bitul. But why it's so important? When bochurim sell, you have to know it's 2 more problems. One zach is a chumrah and one zach is serious. First we'll start from the chumrah. You go back to America. I don't know if you know, in America, the hour is behind. Yeah? They're a bit behind, 7 hours behind. So you go to Yerov in America. Yeah? Lamazong Yerov and Shem HaShabbos. You sell Yechomet and Shem HaShabbos, Dalton. Now, when the Mechiras Yud Gimel Abichal, an hour before Lel B'dikas Chometz. And El Tisrol already it's Yudalet. Already Chalam, where you have to check in El Tisrol? When it's night here, not when it's night in America, right? So the ready in El Tisrol was Chalam Yochir B'dikah. So if you make a Mechiras Yud Gimel in America, it's not as good. So the best thing, I'm saying it's a Chumre, it's not, Shom Zaman told me it's a Chumre, is to make a Mechiras Yud Gimel in El Tisrol. This is one chumrah. Now, it's kedai to sell by a rav that knows. Most rabbanim know anyway. But if a rav doesn't know, so it could be a problem. Motzei Pesach, the rav gives it back to you. In America, it's noch Pesach. You have a bali roe bali motze. So the choshev rabbanim are not mechaven to be maknet back to the Yisrael. They're not zeicher from the goy. So they leave it by the goy and it stays hefker keilu, and they're not zeicher back from the goy till it's time that it'll be Eis Pesach in America. So, but lekatchila, if you make a mechiras Yud Gimel, especially if you make a mechiras Yud Dalet, then it's for sure important to do it in Eretz Yisrael, because if you do a mechiras Yud Dalet, so b'meile in Eretz Yisrael it's already Pesach. In America it's not Pesach yet. And that's Israel, it's already Pesach. So, if you live in America and you have Chometz in Eretz Israel, when you're able to bali roe? Lefi America or lefi Eretz Israel? And Eretz Israel, it's already Pesach, Chometz Shavuot Pesach. And America is noch nishkin Pesach noch. So it's a shaila. It's 2 shailas. If you're able to bali roe, and it becomes Osur Be'anoe. It's a tzad that becomes Osur Be'anoe. Because it's Chometz Shavuot Pesach. So if you sell it in America, when you come back to the deer in Eretz Israel, it could be you can't eat it, because it was sold too late. So the best thing is to try to sell it here. If you forget, so ought to try to find a rav in America that will make you, as an early vision, that it will chal or at least to go to Rav in America to make a Mechiras Yud Gimel, that at least you will not come into Pesach having chametz. Now, as another shaila, that when Bochrim do a Mechiras chametz, they have to know who owns the chametz. Every year in the beginning of summer's man, I find like maybe hundreds, good amount of 50s of Bochrim that are able by the Bali Motza Poshut. Pitul they never did. And one of the guys in the Dira made the Mechiras chametz for the Oilam. He never got permission. He was the last one. So I mean, like, the last one takes care of it, yeah? If he didn't get permission to sell it, he can't sell something that doesn't belong to him. It's the best thing, I don't want to say the klali, because you have to know who owns the things. Sometimes the parents send it. The best thing is, when you make a Mechiras chametz in the Dira, to speak to the Rav, and if a guy leaves early, to make a kinyan, that he'll be mafkir with Meshloisha, order to give you, the best thing is if he could give you over the items and let you to be zeicher in the chometz, or to make you a shliach lehedia. You have to say, you went to the Rav, you didn't speak to your roommate, and then you speak to the Olam, if they're maskim, it's too late. And bederech klal, the minig of the bochim, they remember the last day, and they don't find all the roommates, and they make it, it's not so poshut. And sometimes you shoot from inside the chometz, and one of them is over Baliroe. It's a shutvas akum v'Yisrael. I'm saying the mechiras chometz from Bochrim and renting out. If you have a right to rent out the dira, if you don't have a right to rent out it to a goy, so it's kedai alemol. I'm saying the best eitzah is when you go to make a mechiras chometz, to go to a rav that speaks your language or understands what you're saying, and to explain it's a dira Bochrim from who I got permission and from who not. If not, I'm saying first, some bochim could be over bali roe bali motze. The over and the chiyub dike. As a big shaila, a bochim asked me once, if he shaila if Moshe is mechuyub to fly back, from mekayim the chiyub dike. He can't rent it out, could be have to fly back to mekayim the mitzvah. The person says, no, it's a chiyub dike the rabbonon. If you don't sell it to a goy before the time, could be you mechuyev to go to make a bedikas chametz. It doesn't help you member in America. It's too late. Could be you over bali roe. So I'm saying is to make a mechiras yud gimel by a choshev erov, and to be sure, or to check the dira, and to be sure that you have the koyach taki to make a maise mechira. I'm saying, I'm not saying klolim, but derech klal shlichus is enough, but it's kedai to get permission from everyone and to ask the rov, I'm a shliach of these guys, and they gave me permission to sell, and they have a right to sell it. Some things are left over from different guys in the deer. So, all the shayla is what to do with the leftovers. But if it's hefker, it's hefker. But if it's not hefker, you can't sell it. Throw it away. I mean, you can't sell it to a goy. It's not yours. The mechira is not chal. The person has to know the mechira is not chal. Not only that, you have to know a lot of guys make a mechiras chametz, and then the day after, another guy comes to the dira and brings a couple packages from a different dira. They leave it into your dira, and again, it's more chametz, chametz of Israel. The mechira is not chal on them. So, a person has to know. I'm saying, when you make a mechiras chametz, now the minig is to leave a sorah ptitim. And the lel b'dikas chometz is a minhag kodesh from Klal Yisrael to leave 10 pieces of bread. Why? If not, zokin the rishonim is a chashash brocha levatole. Why? Why lemais, if a person didn't put the 10 petitim, it's not me'akev b'di'evet. We'll start fakir. It's a minhag to put 10 petitim. But b'di'evet, if you didn't put the 10 petitim, you're not oiv brocha levatole. Why not? Zog de Maram Chalave, a broche al abdike nitkeno. The broche was not to find chometz. It was the broche to check. So even if I didn't find, the broche is to check. The Goyen says it's like birkas amapil. A person made a mapil and didn't fall asleep. It's not over broche levatole. The broche is when you want to go to sleep, you make a mapil. The Taz says, because Iker HaBrocha al HaSreif. Zog de Mishne Bura, bezman hazeh, shemenakim habayis heitev, yesh yesoid me'ikar adin to put the petitim. What's made the Mishne Bura? For sure, a mapil, if you didn't fall asleep, you're not oiv HaBrocha levatole. But a guy that knows that he never falls asleep can't make a mapil, because it's not called that he's going to sleep. Today we know that you don't find chometz in the house. Zog de Mishne Bura, b'mele today, if you don't have 10 petitim, it doesn't help that the broche is like a mapil. Same thing, lefit the maram chalav, abrocha la b'dike nitkeno. But if you know that there's no chometz there, there's no point to make a broche. If the broche al asreife, so then it's the inyan to make a broche. But again, the Mishne Bura says that bezman hazeh is the inyan to put the 10 petitim. Is the Indian to put the 10 petitim. Now, is a minig kodesh beklal Yisrael in the morning to burn chametz. Minig kodesh. What is the minig kodesh? Because meikar hadin pashas v'nat mekayim tashbisu b'sreif v'koyin hazman yisuroi. It's only a minig. Now, the machmirim, I'm saying again, it's ha'aloche le'machmirim bilvad. I mean, machmirim shebe'machmirim, not stam machmirim. Stam machmirim also not makpid on it. Machmirim shebe machmirim, a makpid that every kid gets a kezayis in the family to burn. How it goes, when you marry, you burn chometz? You have a minhag to burn chometz in your house? You don't burn chometz? You don't have a minhag to burn chometz? In America, it's nishtaz a minhag. In Eretz Yisrael, everyone burns chometz. Now, the shaila is, if every family wants reifa, as they gave us. When we were kids in my family, every kid, my father was makne a kezayis. You have to be married to have the minig. Well, it's a minig on every Jew. So every kid was makpid to have a kezayis, made a kinyan, and then we burned it. Not only that, it's not enough that everyone will put it down and then one person will light it. Because then he was mekayim the mitzvah. We did not mekayim the mitzvah. So we had two eitzes. Other was a gadol that was lighting b'shlichus everyone. Or the minig was by us, we made a fire, and then everyone went and put a kezayis into the fire. I'm saying, it's only a minig, a chumre shebechumre, because the whole sreifa be'etzem is not mi'ikar tashbisu, it's only to be mashrish, the klal Israel, the choymer, to mashrish the choymer of chometz. To mashrish the choymer of chometz. I'll tell you a ma'ase. 2 years ago, I think, they found out that in the Sheitos was an avodah zarah. The Gdolim found out. So I think if Chaim Kanievsky, the Gdolim said that you have to burn it. So I mean, tevaru avodah zarah b'bateichem. So I remember it was the middle of the night when it came out cloth that it's avodah zarah. So, you know, I woke up all of my kids and we went down to the forest and we kind of mitzvah with Abed Abdun. Yeah. So I took all my kids around me. I told them I wanted to tell you. I know it was a big tumult. Some people think that it's not avodah zarah. They spoke to professors, all different shittas. I'm not going in now. I want to tell you one thing. I don't know now, we're holding in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, everything is good. I don't know in 50 years where I will be, where you will be. I don't know what will be the nisyonis. I want to tell you one thing. I want you to remember, Kindalach, that when you were kids, one day was a chshasha v'dezore in Shtub, and your father woke up in the middle of the night, and we went to burn avodah zarah. Because by us, avodah zarah, we burn. And our great-grandparents jumped into the fire not to be oved avodah zarah. And not even to have a chashash to oved avodah zarah. And not even to look like avodah zarah. I want you to have this message. So then everyone asked me if they could get a couple here to put themselves into the fire. This is be'etzem, the ikar meaning that we burn avodah chometz. The mekayim, the meaning from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Emer El-Misa El-Sreife, is not only the mekayim, the tashbisu. This is the reason be'etzem, the minig is that every family makes one sreife. Not that everyone, but the machmiri that want to be yotze, b'derech hidur, the makpi to have everyone gets a kezayis. Moshe Sternbuch has chumre shebechumre. He claims like this, Sido Ashit and the Gemore, that if you take out the chometz out labayit, you're not over baliroi. Chomet shel Yisrael moshus rabim, it's a machlekes if you're able baliroi or not. So in America, I don't think it's a problem because you could burn it in the backyard. But But in Eretz Yisrael, most yeshivish people don't have backyards. So you burn it in different places. So the time to Moshe Sternbuch, it's not, if you put it on the floor already, you're anyway not over Bali Roya. So you're not Mekayim Tashbisu anyway. So he was makpid in order to burn it inside the house. But have to be careful. Or, as another Eitzah, if you put a dish that belongs to you, it's a Kedav Shel Onu Moshe Sarabim, so it's Chatzei Roy. Or there's another Eitzah, if the fire is already burning and you drop it into the fire, then you Mekayim Tashbisu. I'm saying, this is Chumres. This is different Chumres. But Me'ikar Adin, the minig is that we Mekayim Sreifa. But why I want to tell you that? If you want to be this big machmir, you have to know, Lefi the Taz, that the broche al biur chometz by night is the kium and the broche from the Sreifa. So if you want to be machmir by day to burn, you have to be near your father by night when he makes the broche al biur chometz. There's no point that by night you stay to learn. In the morning, you want to be the machmer to burn the chometz. For the Taz, you don't have the broche of Al Biur Chometz. Because the Taz learns that the broche from Al Biur Chometz gave up the sreifa that we will make tomorrow. We'll stop here.